Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got Seth and James here with you. We got some fun stuff lined up for you, everybody. In a little bit, we're going to get into some entertainment news.
Yep.
We've got a couple of other ones, too. People being rude. Four things people do without realizing being rude.
Well, stop it now.
All of that coming up for you. Looking forward to it. But usually on Mondays in the 9 o'clock hour, we are joined by, Melissa. I'm sorry. Melissa kicks off our hour with the kitchens open.
Right.
A wonderful segment that she writes, produces, sends us, Seth and I, the script, and we try to get do our best to do right by her writing.
we try our best.
It's a fun show, and it's only gained in popularity over the years that we've been doing it. I want to remind everybody that we are looking for a sponsor for that show.
We are.
So please feel free to call up our front desk, 424-1300, 715-424-1300. Pam will get in touch with get you in touch with Ashley and get you a part of the team. You hear the way we talk about our sponsors and the people that work with us. We promote them.
We sure do.
Heavily. So encourage you to do that, everybody. But we needed a show in the meantime to fill the time slot. So it is time for James's Snacks. That's right. It's James's Snacks, everybody. James's Snacks.
Oh, that brought me back. Oh, gosh.
Little
what a
fun
song.
Love of criminals.
Yeah.
Right? There are actually 85 types of Oreos, Seth. We're going to spend the next hour going over every single
85. We're ready. Do it.
Did you guys know there's a kettle corn Oreo? there is a Mississippi mud pie.
Okay.
How about caramel apple?
Okay.
Sorry, I'm being told by our producers this segment has been canceled.
Already? Wow, that was fast.
Wow, that happened.
No more Oreos for you, dude.
Whew, that happened quick. That hits the confidence a little bit there. I worked really hard on that show. Okay. Moving on. I'm not hurt by that at all. Getting into some real, actually, entertainment news now. That's what we'll do. But everybody, be on the lookout for new kitchens open next Monday.
Yep.
And a shout-out to Melissa. We appreciate the work you do on that segment, Melissa.
Yes, indeed.
We're actually going into entertainment, and we're going to start off with Rod Stewart. Didn't see that coming on a Monday.
Been a while since I've heard from Mr. Stewart, yep.
If you don't believe 80 is the new 60, just look. We have a 78-year-old, obviously, running for president. We have Mick Jagger turning 81 on Friday. Turned 81 on Friday.
That's right, yeah.
And the Rolling Stones are touring this summer. 82-year-old Harrison Ford was at Comic-Con as the Red Hulk.
I mean,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
And now, believe it or not, Rod Stewart is closing in on 80. His birthday is next January. And he says, quote, "I'm aware my days are numbered, but I've got no fear. We've all got to pass on at some point. We're all in the same basket." Rod says he has no plans to stop living the rock star lifestyle. Quote, "I'm going to be enjoying myself for these last few years as much as I can. Probably another 15 years, I can do that easy."
Oh, boy.
And he still has plenty of martinis, he says. He's still got plenty of those to drink. He's keeping himself fit, and he tries to avoid taking any kind of, like, medications or anything like that.
Okay.
Rod has never been a big drug guy or anything like
that.
No. And so that's never really been an
issue.
And I'll say this. The last time I saw concert footage of him, which was less than a year ago or whatever, he's done a famous thing for years where he'll kick a soccer ball into the audience. He's a big soccer fan and everything. And they show him, and the video is he's going to do it, and I'm kind of like, ugh. And he did it fine. He's out there. He looked like Rod Stewart, like, you know, just a little older. Like, he looked pretty great out there.
Let's say he's looked the same, actually, for quite a while now.
Rod Stewart got the messy hair thing down long before anybody else,
man. Yep. He had that down.
Rod is he's just keeping good in shape on stage. Quote, "I sweat a lot, so I have to change or I get too wet. We have to change backstage down to a T. I have a bloke take my trousers off who runs over." He said the sound guy yanks them off of it, takes them from him. They've got this routine that they've done for decades to do this and everything. But but he's in good shape and still going strong.
Man, what is it about? Okay, no one can get away with being sweaty unless they're a rock star.
Yep.
There are a couple out there. You think of James Brown. You know, you think of a bunch of other guys that start sweating on stage, and it's cool.
Yeah,
they're
Yeah,
how do they get away with that? That's not fair.
I will throw in there athletes. athletes, like, yeah, especially like football players, when you see them on the sidelines during the cold and the steam's coming off their heads.
That's
like,
pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
The thing, I would say you're right on that, except for with what's happening with baseball uniforms this year. That is wrong.
Oh, good thing
that
to bring
is
up.
So wrong.
That is an important thing to bring up.
They need
up,
to fix
man.
That for next year.
That is, I can't think of many more like black eyes on your sport than you can't get the jerseys right. Like,
seriously, guys. It's changing the color of the jerseys.
I know that there are a lot of diva athletes out there, but athletes are also the same people that, like, they come from mostly high schools where they were having to hand down, yes, you know, materials and things and stuff. If they're complaining about the jerseys, especially baseball players, you don't hear them complain that much.
Not much, but this year it's been loud.
When they tinker with the rules, you'll hear complaint about that. But you don't hear complaints about jerseys and things. Like, there's not an image consciousness necessarily like there is with some other sports. If they're complaining, it says something.
There's something wrong.
Over the weekend, Deadpool and Wolverine broke records with a $205 million at domestic box office, making it the eighth biggest opening of all time. It made $438 million globally.
Wow.
And it now holds the record for the biggest opening ever for an R-rated movie. I told you this on Friday.
Yep. No surprise there. Not at all.
It dethroned the first Deadpool, which held that record at 133. So it shattered it.
Yes.
Just shattered it. Hugh Jackman and Ryan Reynolds recreated the sad Wolverine meme to celebrate, which is pretty good. Part of what has done really well for this movie has been the social media work.
Mm-hmm.
Both of these gentlemen.
Yes, they're very good at it.
And I actually got to see this
there
last
you go.
Night.
Nice.
Send a shout out to the Cinema and Point. Big fan. That's one of my favorite places to go see movies.
Cool.
The Cinema and Point. I love that place. And I will say, spoiler alert, it was amazing. It was amazing. It was awesome. It's so rewarding to have high expectations, to have a bar that is almost impossible to hit, and then you come out of the movie and they're like, wow, it did it.
And they did it.
It's such a relief.
Amazing.
And it's such a jolt to the system. There was a lot of commercials that play nowadays in before movies and everything. And there's actually a kind of a good one once that caught my eye. Jim Rash, great writer, actor. Many people might know him from Community. Great actor and great writer. He's written some really good stuff in his career. He is talking about, because he's in this new movie, Take Me to the Moon or something like that with Scarlett Johansson and Channing.
Right. Fly Me to the Moon.
Yeah, he's in that. And so they were kind of promoting the movie a little bit and talking about going to the movies. And he was saying in how there's just so few opportunities to watch movies with strangers. And there's so few things that we do with strangers anymore.
Yeah.
And I thought it was such an interesting note. And I personally, I've talked about this, I don't put myself out there like I used to. I don't do things in public like I used to. The pandemic hit me like a lot of people and everything.
Sure.
I'm getting through that and working through it. Kind of important I do. Kind of job that I do. Kind of need to get over that.
Kind of, a little important.
I'm talking about for myself, not anybody else, right. And I'm not making light of that situation, but it is obviously important for me to get through that.
Yeah, right.
So I'm sitting there in the theater, and I'm like, okay, I don't know how many times I do this. I'm not just going to watch the movie. I want to see people's reactions.
Oh, yeah.
I want to see how people are taking in this movie. And they were enjoying it. They're laughing at the movie. I did not hear any groans. I can't tell you the last time I watched a 2.5-hour movie and I heard good feedback through a very rambunctious crowd.
Right.
And
a
very full crowd.
Oh, I bet.
Big, big crowd. And we're talking the latest show on the Sunday night at 6 o'clock, 6:40 start time and all
right.
that.
Right.
So not exactly your opening night crowd.
No.
But a really good sized crowd in a very big theater.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw something. I could not even begin to tell you how many movies I've seen in the theater.
Right.
1,000. If somebody told me I've seen 1,000 movies in the theater, I think they were underselling it.
Mm-hmm.
Since I was a little kid, going to see old kung fu movies that were horribly dubbed to blockbusters and other things.
Right.
First time I have ever seen this, Seth, and it's also a telling of the way movies are nowadays, in this particular movie. The movie gets done, credits are rolling, and what happens? People start getting up, they start leaving.
Yep.
And a lot of people know nowadays that one of the bigger things, especially with Marvel movies, is tag endings.
Yep. After the credits, yep.
Yeah. Thank you. I shouldn't just say that like everybody assumes. That's a special ending attached to the end of credits or sometimes pops up in the middle of credits.
Great way to keep people watching the credits. I got to give them credit for that.
everybody, every single person in that theater didn't move. Nobody moved.
Not one left.
Nothing. Lights are on. Wow. Everybody just stayed in their seat.
Cool.
And nobody thought anything of it. Everybody just sat there, kept talking to the person next to them or anything like that. I've never seen anything like that. So strangers, let's say 100 strangers in a room together. Nobody knows each other or anything like that. Everybody did the same thing. Hmm. Everybody enjoyed themselves. Everybody had a good time. Everybody left that building perfectly fine, went off the rest of their night and everything. Like, that's the power of movies.
Yep, absolutely.
That's the power of these things.
Yeah.
I have an issue with a lot of our movie theaters around the country, especially a lot of our bigger ones.
Yeah.
They've got monopolies in small communities like this, and they know it, and they don't put back into those communities because they don't believe they have to.
Right.
Well, you're going to come to our theater no matter what anyway, yeah. So I don't have to do that. And I have an issue with those things, and I'm not going to get off that soapbox anytime soon.
Right.
But I do want to highlight the beauty and the love and that theater that movies can bring and how they can bring people together and how a movie like this, an R-rated movie that's nothing but silly fun.
Yep.
There's nothing overly important about this movie. Your life is going to be perfectly fine if you don't see it.
Absolutely.
And all of that. But it brought this many strange people together and everything. Everybody had a good time, all in the same room, and we all got along. And I guarantee you, there are plenty of people in that room that don't have political differences.
Absolutely.
But statistically 100%. Alone.
Yeah.
And yet all of us were able to have a good time. All of us were able to be around each other and not like it wasn't Armageddon.
Yep.
Let's remember that this year. Let's remember that. Mm. Let's not forget that. The only people that want to divide us, the only people that want chaos are people that have the benefit from it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And those are not your neighbors.
No.
Those are not the people that benefit are not your neighbors and not those people, not the people on the ground level like we are. Don't let them change you.
Right.
Don't let them distract you from the overall goal of all of this.
Mm-hmm.
Making democracy sing, keeping freedom alive. And that is something every single one of us have on our task. That is all of our responsibility.
Absolutely.
And it's also something we all get to highlight and get to be a part of.
Right.
Like, this is not me being corny. This is me as somebody who is usually on the cynical side of things, sitting there watching a movie as these credits are rolling and dumbfounded. And also incredibly proud of my fellow Americans, incredibly proud of our people. Like, this is who we really are.
Yeah.
Not the stuff you see on social media sometimes or in the news or some of these things. That's who we are. A country that can get together, sit around each other for 2.5 hours among strangers and leave and go about our days.
And enjoy yourself, right?
And everything was fine.
You know, it shows that we actually really do have a lot more in common than we tend to think.
Yep.
We got to remember that. Keep that in mind, everybody.
Mm-hmm. And it was a really fun movie.
Yeah, well, that helps, too. All different kinds of people could enjoy it, too.
And not for nothing, that may have not been the biggest news of the weekend when it comes to the Marvel Universe.
Oh, my goodness.
So big news in the Marvel Cinematic Universe was announced Saturday in Comic-Con in San Diego. Robert Downey Jr. is back. But he ain't back.
He's not back.
No, it's a different back. He won't be returning as Iron Man per se.
Right.
Downey will be playing Victor Von Doom. He is going to be Dr. Doom. This holds up that the next two Avengers movies are Avengers Doomsday and Avengers Secret Wars. They had to change some of this stuff up because of the Kang situation with Jonathan Majors and everything.
Makes sense.
He was revealed on stage among a group of people cloaked, all wearing Doom masks, and he just comes out and takes it off.
Oh, wow.
In typical, what did I tell you? I like playing complicated characters, he says. New mask, different task.
Oh, nice. Oh, I love that.
There is some history to this in the comics of Iron Man turning into Dr. Doom.
Yes. Tony Stark doing it.
That and everything. And so that's where they're going with this.
Okay.
And it is going to be he's still Iron Man, but in this version of in this multiverse universe.
It's a multiverse thing. Yep.
He is going to be coming back as Victor Von Doom. Now, this is not like some of the other comebacks that happen. This one's happening because Marvel needed their White Knight 100%. To come back.
100%.
That's the only reason this is happening.
They're doing this because they want the reactions exactly like this. This is what they're doing it for.
Downey is, if nothing else, loyal.
Mm-hmm.
He is one of the most loyal human beings walking the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Ask his wife about it. You know, I know what I'm talking about with this one. This is one of the few times I will say I know what I'm talking about with this. I've seen it with my own eyes.
Right.
How this guy is. He's not where he is without Iron Man. So there is no way that he did, Kevin Feige, anybody even glimpse at him and like, hey, would you mind? Yes. He's coming back. Yes. Mm-hmm. He doesn't need the money. Doesn't need the fame. He's got a billion projects him and his production team are trying to do. He doesn't need another thing on his plate. This was not planned.
At all.
But they're working with it. I think as excited as I am about that, mm-hmm. and to see the character of Dr. Doom actually played well, hopefully, I would think that he's going to be. Fingers crossed. I will say the most exciting part of this news is not even any of that. The Russo brothers are back.
Oh, now that's even bigger news, if you ask me.
Because that's the biggest thing that I think the Marvel Universe has needed is those guys back.
Yep.
It's not to say there aren't good directors or writers out there or anything, but these guys get it on a different level.
They understand it better than I think anyone else has ever understood how this whole cinematic universe works. They get it. That's why Infinity War and Endgame were so good. Because they understood. They pulled stuff from everywhere. And they did little Easter eggs. But it was still a good story. They're just masters at this. And this is... And again, it's the same reason why they're bringing Robert Downey Jr. back.
Yeah.
It's like, no, we need you guys now. Yeah. We need you. We're kind of floundering a little bit here. Let's bring back the greatest hits. Why not?
Michael C. Hall is going to be returning as Dexter, so there's going to be another Dexter out, it looks like. I'm kind of excited.
Oh, interesting, yeah.
There's another prequel to the series of The Boys, announced where Jensen Ackles will be starring in that one, and I'm excited about that as just a fan of his and everything, so it's going to be pretty cool. It's going to be interesting. We'll see.
Oh, yeah.
We'll see where this goes. We're going to take a time out. When we come back, we're going to talk a little Rafters, a little more entertainment news for you. Coming up on The Morning Show here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Jojo was a man who thought he was a loner, but he knew it couldn't last. Jojo left his home in Tucson, Arizona, for some California grass. Get back to where you once belonged. We're back. Welcome back, everybody, to the show. James and Seth here with you. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. Hope you're having a good one out there. We're going to talk Rafters in a moment, but before we do, I did want to mention that your favorite podcast has a new episode out, everybody. What the Muppet?
What the Muppet?
Yes, it's a Muppety Monday, and we are into Season 2, Episode 2 on the show.
Oh, wait a minute. I saw some new artwork there. What is this?
Oh, yeah. That's one of our fans drew up a big picture of us.
That is excellent. Wow, that's amazing.
I'm pretty sure it was Bria that came up with the idea, but in like our third or second episode, we are talking about where when we pull a Muppet out of the hat, they're done then.
Yep.
Where do they go? Well, we have a green room where all the Muppets go. And everything, and so the fan of the show made an artistic kind of rendition of
yes.
And it made me look a lot handsomer than I
was
going
to say. That's pretty good, actually. Yeah. I have to say those are pretty good for cartoony depictions of you and Bria. Man, those are pretty good.
Really good. Really great. A shout out to Lee, a great artist out there. So what we're doing this year is a little bit different, where we have four hats in front of us, and this is all an improv game, everybody.
Yeah. Oh yes.
We have no idea what's happening or what's going to happen, if you can't tell. Yep. It's just fun. We pull out a name of a movie, and so we pull out that movie, and let's say we pull...
To be specific, not a Muppet movie. Any movie.
Right. Yeah. Right. So say we pull out The Princess Bride.
Right.
Okay. All right. And then the next hat, we pull out a Muppet. And we pull out Beaker. Okay. All right. So Beaker is cast in the lead role. So Beaker is Wesley. Beaker is the dark, the
Dread Pirates Roberts
and everything. Ranger Wish! That. And then we cast the rest of the movie with Muppets as we see fit.
Right. Right. Makes sense.
You know, some of that and everything. I like the idea of the Swedish Chef as the priest in the we have fun with it. We have other hats that we put the Muppet in the situations and everything, and it's been a lot of fun. Episode 2 is out today. Go ahead and check it out wherever you get your podcast. If you're a fan of the video, go ahead and go to YouTube, type into your search bar What the Muppet, and subscribe to the page. And a gigantic thank you to everybody. Whenever I do this, I look at the subscribers and I see them keep
going up.
Can't believe that.
Number go up. In a good way, not a bad way.
Yeah, a big thank you to all of you out there, because I got a feeling that some of those are you guys. And
probably.
We appreciate that. Appreciate that very, very much.
Yeah.
Appreciate our rafters. Rafters hard at work. A long, long couple of days for the rafters. Back-to-back doubleheaders, out of town all weekend.
Yeah.
But a successful, a fun tour and everything, and it's been a lot of fun. And a much-deserved day off for the rafters today.
Yes, they can use it.
That's congratulations to them on that. tomorrow, back at it in Wausau to take on the Woodchucks.
Mm-hmm. Very important game.
Yep.
And series, actually, two games in a row, yeah.
Yeah, because Wednesday we got them at home, and looking forward to that. And Wednesday is going to be a good one, because not only do we have the Woodchucks, but we got Christmas in July.
All right.
Yep, we hear Santa loves baseball and is looking for something to do during this downtime, so he's going to be at Winterfield.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be fun. And it is winning Wednesday. If the Rafters win on a Wednesday home game, fans that stick around until the final out will receive a voucher for a free bleacher seat to another during the game.
There you go.
That's always pretty cool.
That's very cool. Free stuff is good.
And also keep in mind, the Rafters got a lot of great things going on with our service members and our soldiers and our veterans coming up throughout August. We're going to touch more on those as we go along.
We are in the last couple of weeks of the regular season, everyone. Rafters are almost done. Boy, is that hard to believe. Wow.
It just goes too fast.
It does. Where'd you go, Summer?
Got a new episode of Playmakers for you tonight from 5 to 6. We're going to talk about the season as it is so far, your expectations for the rest of the season. We'll talk a little Olympics and some other stuff. Looking forward to that. But regardless if the Rafters get into the playoffs or not, it has been a successful, fun season. We appreciate our friends over at the Rafters.
Yes, 100%.
Been a blast. Been a blast, everybody. Find out more at NorthwoodsLeague.com. NorthwoodsLeague.com. Get your tickets. And, of course, if you can't get to the ballpark, every hit, every pitch, every win of Rafter baseball right where it belongs, here at WFHR, where it's always been.
Yes, indeed.
Did want to wrap up the hour, or the segment, I'm sorry, talking a little bit of our United Way. Desk Bus Collaborative is right around the corner. We are getting closer and closer to that August 1st cutoff. That is when registration must be submitted. You have up until August 1st to get your...
That's Thursday.
Yeah, get your students submitted. So if you are a parent or if you know somebody out there that needs school supplies, please get them signed up at uwswac.org. And if you are one of our great citizens out there who can donate supplies, we greatly appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
Every year we have more and more kids on this list that need these supplies, and we need more and more help to help the United Way help us.
Exactly.
That's what this is. Mm-hmm. We aren't helping these kids. We aren't helping the United Way. We're helping the future. This is an investment.
Yeah.
This is an investment in our future.
Yep.
It is not, I'm not oversaying this or anything. It could not be more plain in my head. A to B to C here. This is how things work. Do you want your kid to end up in radio like me? No, I'm just kidding. This is an opportunity for us to impact our futures.
Right.
To help kids. One of the greatest things our community and our country is good at, strangers helping strangers.
Mm-hmm.
We are great at this, and this is an opportunity for us to show it and shine. So whether it is you needing to sign somebody up or you can get supplies together, please reach out to the United Way. Find out how you can drop off donations and you can drop off supplies. If that's not an easy way for you to do it, drop them off here and I'll bring them over there.
Right.
I'll do it. I don't mind. Just get them to us, everybody, and help be a part of this. And please, again, spread the word about this event. As another side note, Lunch by the River coming up real soon for
this
our
Thursday.
United Way.
Yes, this Thursday. This is where they're actually going to stuff the bus.
Yeah.
So bring it down from 11:30 to 1 at Veterans Park on Thursday, because then they can get everything set and ready to go.
And we're also, of course, looking for ways for volunteers. If you can come down and help spread separate those supplies, we'd greatly appreciate
it. It's always helpful.
You can call 211 or you can reach out to United Way at uwswac.org. Be sure to follow them on social media. You can also direct message them and contact them that way. We will take a quick time out, check in with our news break and partners, and we'll be back with more fun, and we'll get into some more rude things people are doing that they don't even realize they're being rude.
How rude.
Coming up on the morning show. It's also rude to interrupt people, and I think
what are you talking about, James?
We just did that to each other. We both were
interrupting each other. I love it.
That was hilarious. More show coming up on the morning show.
Oh, I got a live one here.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Seth and James hanging out with you. We hope you're having a great day out there. Mm-hmm. Let's go ahead and dive into this one, Seth.
All right.
Let's help people from being rude.
Okay.
The internet.
Stop being rude.
Stop it. You knock it off. I saw that. Hey, knock it off. The internet loves this topic and never seems to run out of answers. So it's trending on BuzzFeed right now. What's something people do all the time without realizing they are being rude?
Okay.
Classic answers include listening to music in public without headphones, driving slow in the fast lane. Some pretty, you know, those are the big hits.
Sure, yeah.
How about this one, hogging the sidewalk?
Ooh.
A group of three or more people are walking towards you side by side and making no effort to let you pass.
That's rude.
Yeah.
I'm with you on that one. That's very rude.
That's a rude one.
Give them some. You got to go the rules of the highway then, you know.
Yep.
Go to the right. Everyone, you know, single file. There you go. It's easy. Doesn't take long.
And there are certain times where I will give people some grace, even the offender in this case, some grace,
right?
Because we don't always know what we're doing is being rude or something like that.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of things in our society where we don't say certain things to strangers.
Yep.
We won't ask certain things and some of that. This is one of those cases where you know you're being rude.
Yes.
You know you are.
Come on, you got to share the sidewalk. Yeah. There's got to be etiquette somewhere here. Yeah.
Yeah. When you're driving in a parking lot and stop to let someone walk, then they take an extreme diagonal path, and you just have to sit there and wait. I will add on to the person who is not like, okay, we've all been here where there's a car, and you don't know if they're pulling out or they're pulling into the parking lot.
Oh, yeah.
So you're sitting there waiting. And everything. I think that it is on all parties to let the other party know what's happening.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think that it's the demand. There's no law broken here or anything. But I think that there is kind of like a tip of the hat, like, hey, I'm parking. Or hey, I'm leaving.
Right, you know, yeah.
All it takes is a point to the parking space or a thumb that I'm going out.
See,
you don't even have to get out of your car. You don't even have to say anything.
Right. And this is the thing. Parking lots are the Wild West, man.
Yeah.
We don't have the rules that we have for the highway or any road. You know, we've got the laws that we have to follow, signage and all that. There's none of that in parking lots. So we're going to have to figure this out. Like, that's a good idea, James. I think that's right. You know, I think most people, you know, you give them the little two-finger wave if they're mm-hmm. walking, you know, oh, go ahead. I'm not going to move, you know, kind of thing. So, yeah.
Is this now? Here's one. Here's an honorable mention. Maybe you're parked at a stop sign. Another person is parked, and you get there about the same time.
Okay.
And they wave you forward.
Yep.
And then you wave them forward.
Oh no!
And you're just in this standoff of waving.
Well, see now, but there's rules for this that apparently people forget. If you get to the stop at the same time, the person to the right is the one that's supposed to go first. Mm-hmm. So don't wave. That actually annoys me more when we get to the same spot. And if they are on the right and they should be going, they have the right of way. And they're like, you go. I'm like, no, that's not the thing. You're supposed to go.
Go.
Just go. Just go.
Just go. Trying to get on a subway car or a bus before people get off. We know you want a seat. Just wait. Like everybody else.
Come on, man. It just makes I don't even know what the word I'm looking for is.
It's not a word for it yet.
I was going to say like a lock, you know, like anyway. Mm-hmm. It's, yeah, wait. Come on.
You're jamming it up.
You're jamming things up by doing that.
And that's
slowing everybody down.
Yeah. And with public transportation, that's the last thing you want to do.
No.
Interrupting someone while they're looking at their phone. Everyone accepts it's rude to look at your phone in the middle of a conversation, but it can be rude the other way too. Don't assume all phone activity is trivial. This is something that I think everybody in society is trying to get better at. We're all learning as we go with this one.
In the scheme of things, we've only had these phones, like smartphones, for, what, a decade?
Yeah.
I mean, that's not a long time, and we're still trying to figure out a lot of this stuff. So, yeah, well, first of all, there's also a practical point on this. Mm. If someone is looking at their phone, like, you know, obviously they're engaged with what's going on in their phone, they're probably not going to hear you. Because their attention is focused on whatever it is they're looking at. Just wait till they're done and then go ahead. Because they probably you're gonna have to repeat yourself anyway.
Yes, so. That's the thing. You're absolutely gonna have to.
And I understand. I make the mistake too. You know, I do it as well. Like where someone's on there and I say, I'm like, "Oops, you know, darn it." Because then I'm gonna have to repeat myself because they're not paying attention to me.
There's some other ones here that stand out. There's a lot of people on BuzzFeed, and this is where you can find the article, BuzzFeed.com, mentioning people just out of strangers just touching my hair. And this is coming from a lot of curly haired people and a lot of ethnic people and some of that. This is something I dealt with my whole life.
Really?
And I thought I had to just accept that strangers are going to do that and everything. No, you don't have to.
It seems very weird to me. Why would people touch some stranger's hair?
Yeah.
That's weird.
And number one on the list, as it should be in my book, talking with food in your mouth. Talking with food in your mouth. Yes, the same old number one is still there, everybody. Nobody in human history has ever wanted to see the food that you have chewed.
No, it's gross.
Nobody has ever wanted to see particles flying or anything
like
that.
No, that's gross too.
Don't do it. Don't do it. You have the power to keep your mouth shut.
I was going
to
say, I think we've all done it. I'm pretty sure we have all done it. We just got to be more aware.
Absolutely.
Whatever you have to say can wait. Mm-hmm. The couple of seconds to chew your food, and I'm saying this to myself as much as anybody else. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Same here. We'll get check in with our partners, see what they're up to. We'll come back, and we'll have some more fun on the morning show here at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. Welcome back, everyone.
I'm coming home, baby, now. I'm coming home now, right away. I'm coming home, baby, now. I'm sorry now I ever went away. Every night and day I go and stay.
Seth and James hanging out with you. We're going to take it right to the top of the hour, everybody. Mm-hmm. Thanks so much for joining us. Hope you had a great start to your Monday. We'll be back at this tomorrow. We're going to have some fun.
Yep.
Beth is going to be in with us tomorrow.
Yep. Just change one letter.
Yep.
That's all you need to do.
It's easier for me.
Yeah.
Right. It's easier for me. We're looking forward to hanging out with Beth. We don't get to hang out with her nearly enough. Mm-hmm. It'll be fun to have her in on the show. Terry Johns will be in with us Wednesday. Looking forward to that. This one is an interesting one, and it's definitely a that ain't right story, but a little bit of a different take on that.
Okay.
So the reaction to this online has been pretty unanimous. People just want to know where they can buy this notepad. Someone posted a photo of a piece of paper they found on the ground outside of a local grocery store.
Okay.
And they thought it was a shopping list at first, but it wasn't. Instead, it had a list of names with a pre-printed font at the top of the list that said, "People I want to punch in the face."
Oh my gosh.
And it listed specific times.
Oh jeez. Oh my God.
It into the details of this, like Joe at 4, Hunt at 3 o'clock, like three other people with Donna, a Sam were in there and all this. There is actually a photo that went online of it. I'm going to show Seth here.
Oh my gosh.
Can't see that well. But,
yeah, right.
It's
still, yeah.
Yeah. It honestly looks like a teenager might have made it, or a younger person might have made it or something.
Interesting. Yeah. Because there's like pictures on it too.
Yeah. Little hearts and
stuff.
Yeah.
Right. Weird.
Like if I had just picked that up, I would have thought it was a grocery list too.
Yeah. Right.
Quick side note. Anybody who has ever done that before, do you look at the list and wonder? Because I've done that. You get a cart and somebody left their list in the cart.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And you grab it and you're going to throw it away, but you glance at it for a second. Like, wow, what's that person eating? That is crazy, man. A few people online didn't find it funny and basically said it's nasty and mm-hmm. shouldn't be right and everything, especially the organization and Times and all this. thinking it's probably not a real list of people who this person wants to do this with, because mm-hmm. above the Times, it looks like the person wrote carts. So maybe a manager was keeping track of who needs to be to go gather carts from a parking lot, and they were having fun with the notepad instead. Because the notepad is a notepad you can buy.
Right.
It says at the top of people I want to punch in the face.
Right.
So the person might have actually just had the notepad and was just using it to write down these things. Because as silly as some, because crime is immoral act. It cannot be perfected. Right. There is no such thing as a perfect crime. No matter how big or small the crime is an immoral act. It cannot be perfected.
Right.
But with something like this, there's also the idea of, I'm just having some fun with this notepad, and then a stranger finds it, now you're in trouble.
Oops. It seems like that, or it's like the ultimate troll right here, that someone is just trolling everybody and saying, you know, kind of thing.
And there are all kinds of funny notepads out there like this, so it wouldn't be surprising. Somebody, especially, you get this notepad as a white elephant gift or something.
Right.
And, I got to use it for something. I'll
like
use
the classic. You're right. Yeah. The dumb things I got to do. You know, remember back then in like the 80s or whenever that was, you know?
My mom got me a calendar once of jazz for stupid people or whatever. You remember those books that were out?
Oh, for dummies.
For dummies.
Yeah, right.
She knows how much I love jazz, and I know jazz very well, so she thought it'd be funny if I had this, you know, that kind of thing. Yeah. I don't know. But I will say, you know, again, crime, immoral act and all that. We do all kinds of that ain't right stories with criminals acting fools and all that. I don't know how you could be this bad. It's almost the equivalent of you are writing out a list of how you're going to rob a train, and you drop that list off in front of the courthouse.
Yeah,
like, you know, or something like that.
Well, to me, it's like, okay, you're angry at someone and you want to punch them in the face. Wait a minute. Star, I got to stop here. I got to think of all the people I want to punch in the face, and I got to make a list. It's just so many people I'm upset with.
I am, if anything, accurate and professional. And I do – that is kind of funny of a person that is that planning, like a planner that much.
And they just want to – but they're still going to be like, I'm going to do violence towards people, but I got to make a list first.
Yeah, that ain't right.
That ain't right story, man. That might be one for the end of the year.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to hang on to that one. That's going to go in our greatest hits at the end of the year.
No pun intended.
Yes. We need a palate cleanser, and one of them is certainly reminding you that Wisconsin's fall primary is August 13th, right around the corner. Mm-hmm. Make a plan to be a voter in every election. From local to state matters, be sure to make a plan to be a voter between now and Tuesday, August 13th. Learn more about that to find out if you are registered and where to place your vote and all of these things.
Yep.
Go to myvote.wi.gov. That's myvote.wi.gov. Spread the word about this. Be informed. Get out there and vote. Help freedom ring.
Yes.
Got a midday magazine lined up for you today. Looking forward to that. Of course, be sure to join us from 4 to 5, Monday through Friday, for Midday Magazine. Great lineup for you today. In part one, we're going to catch up with Laura Huber, 4-H coordinator.
All right. Oh, that was a good one.
Yeah, we always have fun talking with Laura. Looking forward to that. And then in part two, Detective Sergeant Eric Dobbins going to join us from the Wisconsin Rapids Police Department. We're going to talk about their national night out with our police department teaming up with the Rafters.
It's coming up. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
It's a real fun event, a great event. A big shout out to the Rafters, our local police department, and everybody working together on that one. That's going to be a fun interview. Looking forward to talking with him a little bit later. Keep in mind, as we mentioned earlier, no Rafter baseball today, but the boys of summer back at tomorrow. They're in Wausau at 6:20 start time. Wednesday, 6:20 start time, hosting Wausau, as we mentioned.
A home and home, as they call it.
Yeah. Playmakers today and on Wednesday, everybody, will have episodes for you. Mm-hmm. Will be your tailgate to the Rafter game on Wednesday.
Yep, that's right. Get you ready for it.
And looking forward to more Rafter games as we wrap up the season and enjoying that. I wanted to remind everybody as well a couple of other local things here, Seth.
Well, of course, they're still doing free meals for all children age 18 years of age and under. These lunches are available at two different spots. We have one at the Mead Park near the Splash Pad. That's on 14th Avenue South. That goes till August 16th, 11:30 to 12:30, Monday through Friday, everyone. So still a couple weeks for that. Same schedule for the one at Witter Park. That's the shelter outside of the Aquatic Center, 681 Chestnut Street. Once again, 11:30 to 12:30 through August 16th, everyone. So make sure you take advantage of this. It's a great opportunity, and we're so happy that the food service of Wisconsin Rapids Public Schools is able to do this. It's very cool.
Big thank you to them for that, and do spread the word about this. We don't want any hungry kids, not one hungry kid. Also wanted to mention something you guys are doing over at the Moravian Church, though.
Well, we are in the midst of collecting books for the fall book sale, everyone. We're doing that through September 15th. And we want to come on down to the parking lot. We've got a bin there. We get that cleaned out every day just about. So come on, bring all your stuff. We want your books. We want to sell it because this is all going to scholarships for Mid-State. So that's where all the money goes. I don't know if a lot of people know that. But if you got books, we will take them.
And appreciate you guys doing that. Appreciate the Moravian Church putting back into this community like it does. Let's have their back and get some books over there.
Yeah. Bye.
And take in our Wisconsin Rapids Municipal Zoo at 1911 Gaynor Avenue. They're open Tuesday, Tuesday through Sunday, 10 to 7. Mm-hmm. They've got a bunch of new animals over there, some fun stuff going on. And keep in mind, we've only got the zoo open till Labor Day. So,
yes, you've got about a month left. Yeah.
I want to go ahead and make use of that zoo, get on over there, and thank all the zoo people, all the zoo workers mm-hmm. over there, and everything that's going on. Our friends at the ODC held Milkweed Market, one of our favorite things to talk about That's around right. here. And they got their Crazy Day sales going on until
That's
August
crazy.
2nd.
Crazy!
30% off all in-stock furniture pieces. Insane! 25% off all store merchandise. Wild! It's Crazy Day sales. Get on over there. And keep in mind, when you go to 1911 Huntington Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids and take in and buy items from the Milkweed Market, not only are those items made oftentimes, if not always, in the building mm-hmm. and they are locally made mm-hmm. and they're some of the more unique items you're going to find. You're not going to find these at any other department store or anything
nope.
like that.
Nope, not at all.
But you are investing in your community.
Mm-hmm.
It is an investment. You spend money there. That money stays with the ODC and helps them do the great work that they are doing over there
yep.
and helping some of the more vital people in our community.
Yes, indeed.
Appreciate everybody that does that. Thank you so much for spreading the word about what they do at the ODC mm-hmm. and Milking Market. And not for nothing, I love going into that store. Mm-hmm. Not only the smells and everything of it and the wood, you know, that's being, you know, people cutting and working
right,
in the
right.
back. I'm a sucker for that smell. But there is something about that building that just... You go ahead and try to leave there not motivated. You go ahead and try to leave there not in a good mood. It's almost
uplifting.
I believe it's impossible. It really is uplifting. That's a good way to put it. And again, just one more time, did want to mention our friends at the United Way looking for school supplies mm-hmm. and kids that need school supplies. Find out more at UWSWAC.org with Stuff the School Bus Desk Collaborative going on right now. And of course, accumulating with this Thursday at Lunch
yep.
by the River.
That's right, man. Make sure you bring your stuff down to literally stuff the bus.
Yeah.
Which is actually kind of fun anyway.
It is such a cool thing to watch.
Yeah, it is.
Going down there and take it in. And if you can volunteer and help out, we greatly appreciate mm-hmm. that too. You can do so by going to UWSWAC.org and find out more.
Yes.
A study found gratitude is on the rise.
Good.
Feelings of thankfulness plummeted during the pandemic, but we have been rising ever since. Over half of Americans say that regularly feel grateful for stuff.
That's good.
Oh, well over half.
That's excellent. Glad to hear that.
It's pretty awesome to hear.
Yeah, it is.
A Trader Joe's worker in New Jersey bought a key lime pie for a random customer because they both love key lime. So he came back a few days later and gave her another one he made from scratch.
How about that?
That's pretty
motivate
cool.
him to learn how to make a key lime pie. Good
That's
for you.
Pretty cool.
Key lime pie is awesome.
I thought you'd like that one.
It's one of my favorites.
A red lobster in Asheville, North Carolina accidentally received a lobster that looked pre-cooked. Orange lobsters are rare. Only around one in every 30 million are that color.
Whoa.
But it's the second orange lobster they've dealt with this month.
Oh, my gosh.
Another orange one showed up at Red Lobster in Colorado a few weeks ago. Both lobsters had had their lives spared. The first one went to an aquarium in Denver, and one is at an aquarium in Tennessee.
As for the rest of you lobsters, tough luck.
Good luck.
I'm going to eat you.
Good luck. Hey, hey, you had a good run.
You did.
You had a good run, lobster. Now it's time. It's time for butter. I still have never had lobster.
Oh, okay. We should try it at least, you know.
It does seem like something
to
try.
Could be one of those things. A lot of people really like lobster, so,
you know.
It does
seem like one of those ones that it'd be worth trying at
yep.
least. I don't know. America's oldest living person just celebrated another birthday. Elizabeth Francis lives in Ohio and turned 115.
Oh, wow.
She was born in 1909, 5 years before the start of World War I.
Jeez. What a life.
Just let that sit there for
amazing.
A second.
Amazing. What
that
a life.
Incredible. Congratulations to her and her family
yes.
and all of her loved ones.
What kind of alcohol do you drink? No.
We
always hear it.
It always comes up. It's always at least like I have a beer or
a glass of whiskey every
yes,
day.
Yes. Yes. There's always something like that. You're absolutely right about that.
It preserves people, apparently.
And a 5-year-old kid near Jacksonville, Florida, kept calling 911 asking for pepperoni pizza. You can't do that. That's, of course, against the law. You
right.
shouldn't misuse 911.
Yep.
So some police officers swung by Domino's and bought him one. They posted a photo on social media and joked that Justice has a delicious meal had been served that day.
Ah, hilarious.
And they used it as an opportunity to remind kids, hey, 911 is not a toy.
Yes.
Again, nobody is doing social media better.
Smart. Very smart.
And every time somebody wants to whine and complain, or you got some of these idiots out here saying that we need to get rid of all social media and everything, this is the kind of stuff you're also getting rid of, man. And imagine how many bridges have been built in communities between law enforcement and communities because of stories like this.
It's not the technology, it's how you use it. How many times do we have to say that?
It's ridiculous. One of the most ridiculous arguments you can get into.
Well, that is an excellent story. That is very cool.
Shout out to them for doing that. 100%. That is pretty cool. That is pretty cool. I hope they got themselves something, too. I hope they did. An ice cream brand, Van Leeuwen's latest wacky flavor is ice cream for dogs. It's peanut butter and banana flavored.
Okay.
That's pretty good. They miss shoe. It should be shoe flavor.
I was going to say, but what is shoe flavor? You know, dogs are supposed to have, you know, more taste buds.
Kind of a leathery kind of taste to it or something.
It's very musky.
Yeah, musk. There you go. It's very woody, musky kind of thing.
Dogs like it, apparently.
And sad. Boy, we appreciate all of you hanging out with us. Seth, great show today.
Yeah, it was fun.
You guys be good to each other. Have a good time. Stick around. Matt and Air on Air coming up right here at...
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.